You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Hello, hello, hello. This is Elizabeth Powell.
Hello, hello. Welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's show. This episode is going to be amazing. We have a special guest with us today. I'm super, super excited. And Astrea, let's kick it off. If you want to give us a bit of a background about you, because it's not often we have a guest. You're the second guest on our show, and we'd love to talk to you. So I'll pass it off to you. Actually, wait.
Let's talk a little bit about it first, and then we'll introduce her. So we have Astrea on here from Marvin, and Marvin is a meme token. So we've been talking about crypto for a couple weeks. The last couple weeks, we were talking about travel. The 3 weeks before that, we were talking about crypto. And so in cryptocurrency, there are coins. There's altcoins, main coins like ETH, BTC, and then there's altcoins. And then we also have meme coins. And so meme coins is a character or a symbol or a utility that's attached to an ETH based. And we have a meme coin guest today who's part of the community and one of the leaders. And she's going to talk to us a little bit about a token called Marvin. Marvin is Elon's dog. And so there's a lot of hype going on about this. And we thought we'd bring her on and talk a little bit more about it. So, Astrea, you want to say hi?
Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me. My name is Shreya, and I'm one of the core team members from the Marvin community, along with Jerry and Porsche. Basically, we're a 0.0 community token with one of the strongest catalysts and narratives in crypto. The token was launched because Elon Musk tweeted about Marvin, his favorite dog. And on that tweet, he was just saying that my dog Marvin, in parentheses, woke me up at 5 a.m. to go outside. So the token was born. So that's kind of like the background. Very excited to talk about Marvin.
Great. So tell us how you got involved with the community. So Marvin is the token off of Elon Musk, and it was launched about, let's see how many days ago. I have the information here. It was launched 82 days ago. And so when it first originally launched, it was about 3,000 market cap. It's gone to an all-time high of 3.15 million market cap. It's like 1,000%, 1,000x on it. The community has pushed it and then been very active. So if you go into their Telegram, you can say hi to everybody and see what's going on. But the community is super active. So in all the meme coins, when you're looking in Telegram, you're going to see who's talking, what they're talking about, getting insight, get a little bit more information about the token. And Marvin is one of the most active communities out there in meme coins right now. So tell us a little bit about how you got involved with this.
That's right. The project is about 3 months long. And so basically, every other meme token, this is quite a possibility as well. So the dev who originally launched the token had run away, and some of the based people in the community stepped up to save the project, including me, and now it's community run. And ever since then, we've just been working really, really hard. We've been sharing ideas and keeping everything active, what Liz mentioned here. We're always in the VC talking and just chilling. The VC is open almost 24 hours a day, and 24 hours until now. So we're just having conversations, day-to-day conversation, having fun and listening to music, singing songs together. So it's not the typical VC where people are just saying random stuff. We're actually like conversing and talking, and one thing I'm most thankful for is the connection and the friends I made in this project and the knowledge that's being shared every day. I'm quite new in the space. Actually, I'm not even a year into crypto. And Marvin has just been kind of like my first like conviction play, as you may say, that I really have put in maximum effort and time and energy towards. And now I'm just really happy that it's doing really, really well.
Yeah, we had a big push the last couple of days. So Marvin was hovering around 250, then it was hovering around 500K, and then there was a big push in the community, and it started to what we call in crypto called run. So the chart started going green and it took off. And so it went from 500 to like 1.1 mil and 1.5 mil. It had a little bit of a pullback to 900. Then it had another push again. A lot of different people are out in the real world talking about Marvin, which is awesome. And so we're getting a lot more exposure. And so people are getting to know about Marvin. But there's also other things that are going on too with Marvin. You guys have been on a mission on a way to help out pets and puppies and rescues. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Sure, definitely. Personally, as Liz already know, I have not slept normally for the past 3 months. But yeah, we've also
crypto world, right? That's what happens in the crypto world.
No sleep.
Yeah, no sleep at all. So we've been helping this dog shelter currently. And the backstory on that, it's just a regular day in the crypto world that we were just in the VC and we're brainstorming and we're sharing ideas together, trying to figure out what our next push will be. And we just decided to make a donation wallet to kind of help out dog shelters, because each and every one of the core team members and also most of the community members have dogs. And so we were just passionate about helping animals as well. So yeah, we made a donation wallet to help out shelters. During that same conversation, we found this shelter called Tales of Freedom, and we saw how run down it was. It was just in bad shape. And I talked to the staff that same day, and I found out that the animals, they had over 50 something dogs during that time, and some cats as well. I know the number is rising, and we've just been trying to give them the support that they need. So on that day they just didn't have enough food for all the animals. And so even though on that same day I have not slept at all, I immediately just went to work. I got it done. So basically I got some Marvin stickers printed, and I had Marvin shirts to give to the staff. And then I bought some dog food and cat food. Even though we just made the donation wallet, I just used my own money and funds to get it done, just because I was really feeling for the animals, and I just needed to make sure that they will have the food that they need that day. So I just drove there and I just fed the dogs and everything. Everything is on the website. We do have a website and our Telegram and Twitter. I have edited a bunch of videos and photos, and everything is posted. If you guys want to see or visit the pages, everything is there highlighted on the pages. So, yeah. And recently we've donated, I think we donated a month's worth of cash, because that's what they badly need right now is a financial assistance. So we were able to donate, I think, around like 2 months in total of rent money to them. I just donated the 1 month actually today as well. So. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, I saw the stickers and the artwork. It's so cute. If you guys need to go into the Telegram and go onto the website, and if you want to help out with the different shelters too, you can do inquiries to the website, or you can buy some of the token. And the token ticker is M as in Mary, A R V as in Victor, I N. So it's $ Marvin, and you can do a search, but go in and see the Telegram. If you want to give out the website address so that they can access that too and get some more information and see about the pet shelter?
Yeah, sure. So our Twitter, which is the platform that we're most active on, is at Marvin on ETH. So that's M-A-R-V-I-N on O-N and then ETH, E-T-H. Our website is marvinether.com. So MARVINETHER.com. And all the videos would be right below our mission. So yeah, things should be there.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, so you guys can go into the Twitter and then find out what their Telegram is and join the community and say hi. You can go onto Uniswap or Bananagun or any of the snipers and then buy some of the tokens too to help support the community. There's a lot of things going on behind the scenes right now, and Marvin's about ready to go parabolic. Do your own research. No financial advice, but there's a lot of
Telegram now. that has been spanned in the Telegram. I love the vibes in the Telegram, by the way. The VC, when you say VC, that for those that aren't in crypto, that means voice chat. So that's when people go and sit in a call together and they vibe and they talk. And in Marvin, they listen to music and sing songs. It's different for each community. It's unique. It's amazing to see. The community is super strong, and they're strong in more than one way. They pull up to every event that they host. So there was a Twitter space the other day with some very relevant Twitter space hosts that really just discuss the current ongoings of the market and the projects that are to be highlighted, and their whole community showed up. I think it was about 70 to 80 of them. At a very late time, and it's also holiday season. Happy Easter to anybody that celebrates. And everybody showed up, and they were all there and listening and showing their support to Marvin. And I want to ask you, because you guys dropped a lot of interesting information on that Twitter space as well. And sorry to jump right to it. It's probably just like the talk of the town right now, and you've probably been asked so much about it. But
yeah.
What do you want to tell everybody what kind of happened there?
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. That Twitter Spaces was the first time that we ever mentioned it officially, because this person is really big in crypto, and he's been all over the place just educating people about crypto. He has two insider groups, paid insider groups, and he has a page with a group that has 23,000 members currently, and that is why we are going parabolic. So basically, Russ Davis from In Rust We Trust, he is now 100% supporting the project, and he will be working very closely with that, and he'd be taking over eventually as like the main guy who's like in charge of things on the token. And he's just closely involved with this, and this specific phase just happened like 3 days ago, but everything is being done in the background. We've been working and talking with him for about a month now, I believe. And we've been talking to him almost every day. One community member or one of the core team members is actually in constant communication with him about what's going on and what's going to happen and stuff like that. So that is the alpha right now for Marvin.
That's awesome. And then he's also part of another team. Wasn't he part of pushing out another team too?
Mm-hmm. He is one of the five founders of Shiba. So that is what we have right now.
So big alpha, everybody who's listening right now, go on to Marvin, because Marvin's being pushed by one of the core Shiba teams. And if you know who Shiba is, most people listening to this radio podcast probably at least know who Shiba is, what Shiba is, what crypto Shiba is. You can Google that or go on to Coinbase and find it. But Marvin's another puppy too. And so it's getting a lot of attention right now. And we wanted to bring it to you first so you can know what's going on in the crypto space.
Yep. So SHIB, I believe, is currently at 16 billion market cap. SHIB Ethereum is now at 50. Yeah, I believe so. These people, specifically Russ, he is not gonna back away. And it's just he's used to very, very, very high market cap, and I believe that is where Marvin is going. And I'm really excited for everyone in the community and everyone who's all the new people that are coming in and just being active on the TG. I'm really, really happy that I'm seeing more action towards the token, because it is well deserved by all the people that have been working each and every just working hard every day, every single second of every day. Been doing what we can for the token, so I'm really, really proud of where we are right now.
Yeah, so, it's awesome. Go ahead.
So Shiba, like, I think I want to touch on this a little bit. So where was Shiba at about a year ago, we'll say? Because if you have that at the top of your head, because I think that's a metric to keep in mind, is the is the prevalence that of how long the token's been around, where it was at, let's say a year from now, 3 years from now, 4 years from now, however long Shiba's been around for, and compared to how long you guys have been around for, and how long Russ is really just, so it's been not even a month now that he's been talking to you guys behind the scenes. And now that it's become public, usually that means that there's going to be more, I guess, pushes based around that. And people will now know that, okay, so the Shiba team is kind of leaning more towards push on this project because they see potential in it. So do we have any kind of like metrics or anything like where was Shiba like a year ago? If you know.
Yeah, I'm looking at the chart now. I'm actually not quite sure because I was not even in crypto during that time.
I'll take a look then.
Yeah, sure. But yeah.
I have Shiba up. So Shiba right now is at 0.00029. And back then it had five zeros and a six. So it's gone up 164% in a year. Shiba has. And so most people are familiar with Shiba as one of the major altcoins. And so it has a lot of hype going around it. And now they're pushing Marvin too, because Marvin is Elon's puppy. So Elon's famous for pushing the dogs in crypto coins. But to give a background too, so we're also with ASIC, so AI Signal. We found Marvin at 60K. And so far right now, the all-time high has been over 3 million. So it made a 50X from the initial. We also were on the revival. We caught you guys on the revival right before you pushed out before all the announcements came out. I think you were hovering around 500 and then went to 3 million. So the good thing is we can pick up the tokens before they get pushed out. And so when it's behind the scenes, the community's getting ready and getting active. We kind of call it a Coke bottle. That's our little term that we call right before there's a revival on a token. And so Marvin had the revival. Marvin has been pushing and holding the floor. When Elon tweeted it hit 1.1 mil, we went on to Spaces and announced it. And then also when Marvin's on the revival, Marvin was hovering around 500K and getting ready to push out. So the community started getting active. Our AI bot picked you guys up at the 500 mark right before it pushed out again. And so a revival on a Coke bottle is explained to everybody out there in the community, is what's going on in the front of the scenes is the community's getting ready. They're about ready to do Twitter. They're about ready to put it into Discord, into Telegram to announce. They have callers getting lined up, our calls getting lined up. They're getting everybody ready. And so we'll catch that activity, and it's called a Coke bottle. So we'll see a sideways moving chart where it's going red, green, and the floor staying stable. And then as soon as the announcement hits, then it just pushes out. It's like shaking a Coke bottle over and over again. And when you're shaking the Coke bottle and you take the top off and it explodes, that's what happens on a chart. So Marvin's been doing that in a couple instances where it's been range trading, sideways moving, and it's staying steady within the range. In the last couple days, it's been ranging from 1 to 3 million. So it's about ready to get pushed out again. It's having that sideways motion. It's going red, green, and then fluctuating in a certain range. And then as soon as more announcements come out, it usually Coke bottles, it explodes, and then the chart goes running again. So we're getting ready for that next push. And so that's why we're having Marvin as guest, so we can let everybody out in Web 2 know about Marvin, that this big token is about ready to get pushed out. Do your own research, no financial advice, but we see this happening over and over again in the tokens. And Marvin's one of the great ones. Like, the CUNY is awesome. They have a story. They're helping out puppy shelters. They have awesome art. Estrella's out there in the community, out there in Telegram all the time. She's with the puppy shelters. She's getting no sleep. She has a passion for this token, and so does all the other core team members too. And so that's why we are having them on to talk a little bit more about it. But wanted to give you guys a background so you understand. ETH has been running pretty hard lately too, and it's been fluctuating also. So we have a lot of, exciting things going in cryptocurrency right now, but Marvin's our guest today. Is there something else that you want to tell us too, Astrea?
Yeah. Thanks for the kind words, by the way, Liz. So, basically, the lowest that we've ever gone through is we had a floor of 80 to 90K. And then from there, whatever we've done to push the project, like every day, it's been rising and rising. And then there were a few weeks that we were only at 200, and then it went up to 500 before Russ came in. Our floor was actually 500. And then Elon tweeted when we went up to 1.1 million, I believe. And then, the past 2-3 days, we've hit our all-time high twice. It went up to 2.3 million, which is higher than the initial market cap ATH, which was 1.9 million. So from 1.9 ATH, we went up to 2.3 ATH. And then we went up again the day after, and it was at 3.3 M, I believe. And now it's just fluctuating, as Liz said. And kind of like a shakeout. If you look at the top wallets, most of the top wallets are not moving a muscle. It's because they know what's about to come, and they know this is going to pop to, 100M maybe, hopefully. It's great. And we love the momentum, and we love being active on the TG and stuff like that. It made my heart so happy that and it made me more bullish and convicted on the project that I am seeing the community thriving. And I have 4 dogs myself, and I try to give them the best life that I could ever give them, because they just deserve it. And dogs do not live as long as humans, and whatever I can do to help them live their best life, I do it. And just being able to help these dogs in the shelter, it's become a passion for me. And I just love that our community people, they're also happy to help out as well. So all those sleepless nights and hard work is all worth it, because we are doing something that actually matters, and we're able to help animals in need. And and I'm witnessing people who actually care, and we're more than willing to help these animals. It's amazing. And yeah, with this big announcement, I'm really, really happy, and my heart is so happy, and I'm really proud of everyone.
Marvin is awesome. So a recap, everybody go onto the website, go onto their Twitter, go into the Telegram, say hi, look for the ticker symbol Marvin, M-A-R-V-I-N. Buy some tokens. Get in. If you're first and you're new into crypto, go on to Uniswap and swap out ETH for some Marvin. At least, just hold a few. You can say that you were part of hopefully future history, right? Do your own research, no financial advice, but go check out Marvin. And then we anticipate that Marvin's going to keep rallying and going higher and higher. That's the goal, right? And for anything, it's the cause. Marvin has a great cause behind it. They have a great community behind it. Like, you always want to support something that's awesome out there and be proud of what you're supporting. And Marvin's one of those tokens that we have conviction and faith in, and wanted to bring you and all of you this story so you can hear what has been going on and you understand what's going on in a token besides just seeing numbers on a chart. There's a community, a family, a history behind it. There's great people behind it and a great cause.
Yeah. And the chart would show proof as well, because whatever we've done to achieve what we've achieved now is some tokens are able to achieve that for years and years and years of trying, and we're able to achieve that in like 3 months. And that's something I'm really proud of as well. And like the actual selling point for Russ Davis to officially be on board with us is the charity work as well. He loves it so much. And he when we talked to him, he just saw how good we are, and he saw how genuine everyone is and the core team, including the community members, the active community members. And he saw how great the people are in the VCs and on the chat, because during that 1 month that we're talking to him, he's been watching behind the scenes until he was ready to officially mention that he's going to be on board and he's going to take over. And yeah, I'm just really, really excited.
So Joseph, do you have any closing about Marvin? And then we're going to go on and give some big announcements too about ASIG and the crypto, what's going on.
I think,
go ahead. Right,
you can go. Go for it.
Oh, no. I just would like to thank you guys for having us and giving us a platform to talk about Marvin. It's really a big deal for us. So thank you.
No, thank you for coming on. We're so excited that you were here and we got to talk about Marvin and put it out. We're Los Angeles based talk radio that's international all over the world, and everybody listens all over the world. So there's 800,000 people on this LA talk radio every month that come in, and we want to let people know about crypto. And when we're letting them know, we want to know that there's good causes out there, there's good people out there, there's stories behind tokens. And if you're getting involved and starting to dabble into crypto, or if you're a seasoned investor, it's always good to find an awesome project with great people and then get involved that way too. And you can go into the Telegram and see maybe other people around the world can start doing helping out with their shelters too. You know, you never know. Maybe there's other people out there that want to help out too. Find out, go into their Telegram, go into their Twitter, go into the web space, buy some tokens. Don't forget to buy some tokens. So you can say you've been part of history.
Exactly. Just be part of history. And if there's one thing I've got to say is every strong token that has been launched comes with a story, whether it be the community Marvin has, whether it be a backstory Marvin has, or whether it be a mission. And I strongly believe that Marvin has the strongest community, the strongest mission statement, having two dogs myself, both golden doodles, love them. And just the backstory with how everything's gone from 90K, from 3K, all the way up to 3 million, and in the push that's ready to happen now that Russ is involved, it's planning out perfectly, and the story couldn't be any better. And Estrella, thank you so much for you and the team for joining us, and thank you so much for what you're doing for the token and for these dogs and for the community itself. It's such a strong and prevalent token currently, especially with Elon and it being his dog. But moreover, I think the dog shelters and everybody trying to step up and do what they can for dogs, which hasn't been done before in this space. And it really stands out as probably the best meme token in the entire space right now. Just super underexposed to the entire market, and not everybody knows about it yet. So I'm excited for when everybody finds out and gets their hands on some Marvin token and can really help out.
Buy some Marvin tokens, everyone. Go onto the website, go onto the Twitter, go on the Telegram, say hi, and buy some tokens. Be part of history. Thank you, Estrella.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate you.
Thank you for joining us. It's been awesome. And then we look forward to seeing you in Telegram.
Yeah, for sure. See ya. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Okay, so that was Marvin, everyone. That's one of the tokens that you can get involved with, one of the tokens that you can buy, one of the tokens that you can get more information about. All these tokens have stories. Most of them have stories behind them. They also have fun memes, fun art, fun, you know, you get to be part of the community, go into the Telegram, say hi, go into their Twitter, web space, see if you can be involved. But it's always a new thing to get exposed to, and then to get involved with the community and be part of that community. So we also have some good news coming up right now too on ASIG.
Drum roll, please.
the market's been hot. Like, the market's been crazy hot. So we've had ETF with BTC is like spurred. Ethereum had, when we first started talking about Ethereum, I think it was back at 2100. It went
I think it was a little bit lower. I think we were at 2K when we first talked about ETH
on here.
Yeah.
Yes. It's more than doubled since then. It had a pullback right now. It's hovering about 3,600. It had gone all the way up to what? 42.
Around 42. I don't think it hit 44 because I'm looking at my chart right now. I think we would have broken the second resistance barrier, but I think we tapped 42.
Oh my goodness. So it doubled from the time that we started talking about it. So if you're interested in crypto, go back a couple of broadcasts that we had. We had three of them that we were talking about crypto. We were talking about how to get into BTC and ETH, and then we're talking about altcoins. We're talking about meme coins. We brought Dan from TTF on board so he could talk to us about analyzing the different tokens. We've been working with ASIC. ASIC's been around now for 11 months.
It's been so long. It doesn't even feel like it's that long when we're in tokens.
Yeah, crypto world, that's like a million years.
No, not even. I feel like it's been shorter because of how quick it's been moving.
Right. So ASIC, the bots were built about 11 months ago. They take 50 to 75 different indicators and variables and then combine it with AI technology and has predictive modeling on the best token to enter into. We get about 2,000 pings a day on ETH tokens right now. So it gives you a first MC when to enter. It gives you an exit strategy and then also a range trading strategy. It also predicts when ETH and BTC is going to run 24 to 48 hours in advance. It brings back revivals. So if a token has been around and then all of a sudden it starts to come back to life and nobody knows about it, we'll start getting pings and it'll tell everybody that the token's about ready to run. And so it's a good entry point. It caught Marvin at 500 before it went to the 3.1 mil on the revival 3 or 4 days ago. It caught it there too. We caught Grok on the revival. Pork and a whole bunch of other ones. But the main thing is you get to learn how to trade tokens. It teaches you strategy, how to de-risk. We have training channels, information, Telegram, Twitter, websites. And then right now we also have ETH. So we have ETH tokens that it's doing predictive modeling that's been around for 11 months, has about 20 million points of data. You can go back and do historicals and backtest and verify all the data and the information. But since then, we've built out a couple few new channels. So if you come into our Telegram or go into our Twitter or onto the website, you can get more information. We also give VCs and live training, give free trials to try it out. But we have a big announcement right now. We have Base now. Base is another type of coin that you can do trading on tokens. And so we've been going into Telegram and showing some of the results that we're getting on Base. And we've gotten about, a 4,000x?
Oh, my God. Over that at this
6,000x. Caught quite a few. So I have a lot of data now. But we have ASIC on Base. And so it hasn't been officially released to the public. It's been in beta testing. And we have all the documentation and the proof and the information on it. It'll have a first MC, so you can get into it. It'll also have an entry channel and then a multi-ping channel. So get ready for that. This is one of the first of you all to know. We've been hinting around in Telegram that it's coming out, but we haven't officially put it to the public, so it's going to be coming out soon. I can't quote all the tokens that it's done, but I'll put them in the Telegram.
There's just too many. I think the more important thing is the data that's been collected and over it's not even, how long has it been out? Not even a few months now for Base, not even. But the data is so similar and relevant to ETH as well, because for those who don't know, Base is a L2 chain, layer 2 chain of Ethereum. Basically, you can just convert your ETH to Base ETH and you can buy these tokens, and it directly correlates off of the strategy that AISIG is placed on to ETH tokens. So it's super easy. If you've been trading the ETH tokens, if you've looked at AISIG, like we've mentioned in the past, to take a look and dive a bit deeper into it, you'd see a lot of similarities with the tokens that are being launched and the patterns and how they're pumping and how they're running and the ranges that they're sitting in and the Coke bottle effect that we've mentioned a few times. It's all the same, and And right now, Base is super hot. People are loving it. L2 chains, layer 2 chains are becoming more and more relevant in the space. So by branching out with AI Sig into another chain and a layer two chain, it's really opening the doors for more people who, and expanding the horizons as to what you can trade with using these amazing strategies and information that's being provided through AI Sig.
And Base has a lower gas too. It's easier to get in and get out with a lower cost. We still have all of our ETH tokens in our ETH bots. You can go onto the website. It's AISIGNALBOT.xyz, AISignalBot.xyz. You can go onto our Twitter, come into our Telegram. The website will give you all the information so you can access it and then come in and ask for a free trial. Base will be released soon too, so we'll have more information on that. But the trading strategy is pretty similar. So when you're entering into an ETH trade or you're entering into a Base trade, on your first initial, you want to go in low first or paper trade, and then make sure that you de-risk your initial. So whatever you have invested, so say you invest $20 or $40 and you just try it out, make sure that you always de-risk your initial investment. So once it hits a 2 to 3x, you're going to pull out your initial investment, which is about $20 or $40, and then you'll leave the profit in. So the profit may be $40, $60, or $100 still left in the trade. And then you're able to be safe. So whenever we're trading, we're always going to learn the strategy, we're going to learn the system, watch the videos, watch the audios, listen to VCs, and then also look at the bullet points. And when you enter into a trade, paper trade first, just to try it out and see if, hypothetically, if I went in today and I invested $20 right at this moment, and then I waited and now the token had gone up three times, I would pull out my initial investment of paper trading of $20, and then I'm watching what the chart does, and then I see the chart going up and it's going up again, then I would pull out another $20, and then the chart goes up again, then I pull up another $20. So you're paper trading, you're doing hypothetical situations to see if you're going to enter into a trade, that you're doing it correctly. And then when you feel confident, you've been practicing that enough times, then you'll go in and you'll do a low play. So you'll do like a low Base amount, or you'll do a low ETH amount, depending which platform you're trading on. Most of our tokens before were on ETH, and now we're offering also on Base. And so now you'll enter and you'll actually execute and then enter into the trade. And then as soon as it hits a multiplier of 2 to 3, you de-risk and pull out your initial amount, and then you let the rest of it run for profit. So it's different systems and strategies on different types of tokens and in different types of coins. But on ETH and Base, they're so similar that we're able to use the same system and strategy.
I don't think I could have put it better. you're the expert, as many may say, and many will say. You are the expert when it comes to trading, buying, analytics, information technology. Your resume speaks for itself.
I'm a numbers nerd. I like data, as we all know.
I think the best one is we'll literally have a meeting one day or a call one day, and you'll just be like, oh, so did you see this one? And I'm like, oh wait, no, I didn't see that one. Oh, and this one ran. What was that one? Fungi the other day.
Okay, yeah.
That one was wow. And what did we end up calling that one? That one we called it, what was it? It was
7,000.
7,000. What was it? 150 million or something.
It ran pretty hard, and it went, and that was on Base, and it hit over 1,000x within like an hour or two, I think. It was really quick. You have to look back at all the numbers. We've had so much data come over. So on ETH, we get about 2,000 pings a day. On Base, we're getting about 5,000 to 10,000 pings a day. But so it's not 5,000 to 10,000 tokens, or it's not 2,000 tokens. The way that the bots work is they'll give you the lowest entry, the very first one. It says this has the highest probability to enter. This is usually one of the safest plays to enter into, but it confirms it by how many times it keeps pinging. So every time it's showing it's a good entry point, or it's confirming that it's a good token to get into, it'll ping. So on Base, we've been getting a lot of pings because a lot of tokens are being launched right now. And so we're getting, I think Fungi got like 2,000 pings, but it kept going up. So every single time a ping would come in, the market cap kept increasing. So whenever we're searching for a token that we're looking on AISIG and we're looking at the bot, we're looking for a token that's coming over with pings coming in rapidly and the market cap's increasing. Those are the plays that we want to enter into. And so Fungi was doing that. MFER was doing that too. I'm not going to say it on the radio. we caught that one at 40K. I think it caught even lower, but it had pinged in where we caught the contract address about 5 to 10 minutes earlier. And then all the token information updated. It took about 5 or 10 minutes. And then finally, when it did update, the market cap was at 40K. So we might have caught it lower, about 6 or 7K on the initial launch. But it's been catching a lot of tokens. And so when you're entering into these trades or you're entering into these bots, you always want to find ones that are low market cap. The pings are coming in rapidly and the market cap's increasing. And then you'll enter initial either paper trade or enter with $20 or $40. And then once it hits a 2 to 3X, then you pull out the initial amount and then you let the rest of the profit run for free. So you can catch these 1,000Xs or these 100Xs or 3Xs or whatever they are. But the goal is there's enough of a range from the lowest entry to the highest all-time high that wherever you're entering, you can enter safe and then de-risk and still pull out your initial. You don't always have to catch the 1,000 or 2,000X. The goal is to break even, taking out your initial profit, and then letting the rest of the profit run. So the goal is to break even and catch long shots. When you're trading, don't always just search for the highest long shot. You always want to try and catch that 2 to 3 all the time. And as long as you can catch that 2 to 3 all the time, then the rest of the profit left in is for free. It's your long shot. It's your way to trade. We're trying to teach people how to trade different, how to invest different, how to think different. Always do your own research. This is not financial advice. This is for educational purposes only. But we do have a trading platform to stack everything in the favor in your odds. Like, we want to stack everything in everyone's favor so that they can make the best informed decision. And so, of course, the best trading times, we're on the best trading time of the month right now. It's the first of the month, so people have money. And so there's a lot of money coming into play. We'll have high volume for the next 5 days or so, and then it'll taper off a little bit, and then we'll come back strong again on the 15th. And we'll have more announcements in the next week or two. But come into our Telegram, come into our Twitter, come into the website, say hi, and then get ready for the next wave of AISIG.
The next wave. The next chapter, we'll call it. The next chapter, the next episode, to relate it more to the podcast, to the radio show. This coming chapter is going to expand horizons, going to grant you more opportunities, more than just Ethereum, now Base. And there's more than just Base that's ready. So more opportunities, more prevalent, we'll say, opportunities during the current market times, given the shift from primary ETH tokens to Base, where gas prices are lower. So people are able to trade easier, take their profits easier, get in with lower, I guess, cost, and put in lower amounts of money. So your coffee money on Base chain will go a lot further than it will on ETH, because you're not paying the $7 to $10 gas fee, maybe even higher, sometimes 20, sometimes 50, maybe even 100 on high volume days. Now it's going to stay around the $1 to $2 mark, and you'll be able to make those plays a lot easier and at less cost. And that's effectively what people love in this space, is the ability to move their money around easily for cheap prices and to make those 100,000, 10,000 X's sometimes if you catch them early enough.
Yeah, ETH is still doing awesome. Like, ETH is still, we have tons of plays every day, so we're posting those also. ETH has a lot of plays. So if you're still entering like a $20 play and you're paying $20 in gas, but you're catching a 10 or 20X, you know, you're going to catch a $2,000 exit, right? So paying a little bit more for gas, it gives you a higher barrier to entry. It usually eliminates a lot of people exiting too fast. It prevents anything going bad. It's called jeets or rugs in the crypto term. One day we'll just go over a whole bunch of crypto terms so people can understand what we're talking about.
We're going to have a list of terms. It's going to go on for an hour, and it probably could last even longer because of all the terms there are.
There's so many terms. And then, But so when you're entering into a trade, just like day trading or doing stocks, bonds, futures, options, crypto is the same way. You always want to make sure that you, whenever you put in your initial, that you de-risk and pull out your initial amount and then let the profit run. But ETH is still very strong. So we've added Base and we've also are adding Sol. It has not been released. It's in beta testing too. I built out about 25 new AI technology bots in the last 2 weeks. I've been away in Hawaii working I'm out here for 2 months, but I've been working nonstop. I think I've created more AI tech than I have like in the last year, just in the last couple weeks. We also have more things to announce. I just haven't made it public yet. We have some more AI bots coming out, but we have the Base bot that's getting released pretty soon. We have the ETH that's been around for 11 months. We have backtesting and historicals, proof of concept, that you can look and do research and verify all the data, 20 million points of data. And now Base is accumulating data. Base is accumulating data nonstop. We've been beta testing that one for a while, but now it's going to be officially going to the public pretty soon. So y'all are first to hear about it.
First to hear. I think ETH is the strong point for, like, we'll say the big runners, the more IP plays, the ones that the projects that are going to be around for the long term, the longevity projects, we'll call them. So for example, we had Marvin on today, and Marvin is purely going to be a longevity project. It's not going to be something that you hold for an hour or two and then flip it. It's conviction play. It's going to take a little bit, but it's also one of the strongest tokens to touch ETH, so like in the current market, and it's super underexposed right now. Whereas if you go to Base, you'll see a few projects. They'll be more meme-y, less backed by community, kind of like the MFER token, which was primarily just a meme and something that was driven off of hype. Marvin is more than that, and it's more utility, we'll call it utility for the dogs,
right?
And it caters to different markets.
ETH does have more utility plays. ETH has more AI right now, but Base is kind of like the new kid on the block where everybody's going over, and Base may evolve, but Base has a lot of volume, a lot of runners, a lot of people entering into it, but they're also exiting out quicker too because of it. Some are holding and some are sustaining on the floor. ETH is more stable. Sol is quicker and faster and runs up and runs down. ETH is a lot more stable, lasts a lot longer, holds in the 10 million plus range. Base is starting to do that too. Base is kind of starting to follow in the footsteps, but Base doesn't have that many utilities. It doesn't have that many much AI attached to it or things that you can use that are attached to the token. But Base is a lot of fun.
Base is a lot of fun. And I think with AI Sig going over to Base, I think it's going to be one of the first AI tokens to be launched on Base. So that's going to be big. True.
Yeah.
One of the first AI tokens to be launched on Base with analytics, with data, with trading strategies to go along with it.
Yeah. I think we're also going to be the first AI bot that's built too.
That's actually hard. I find that, like, it's insane to think that Base being out, I think it's been out for a few years now, and AI Sig is going to be the first.
Yeah, AI bot, trading bot.
That's
on Base.
Wow, I'm speechless, and I even knew about it.
Yeah, I can't think of any other bots out there that are AI based.
Well, I think TTF being
TTF is analytics. Yes,
analytics. But they're on Base. They do right. And AI Sig will be utilizing TTF on Base as well with the strategic partnership once again.
Yeah, so we have TTF in our analytics. So every time you get an update on a Base token, you'll get all the analytics and the data with TTF inside the channels too. And Dan was on it with us the last couple of weeks. So you can go back to those episodes and listen about TTF analytics too. But we'll touch more on Base again. We're getting ready to wrap up. This was a wonderful segment. It's a lot of excitement, a lot of new things coming out, a lot of announcements. So come into Marvin's TG, come into A6 TG, go into crypto, dabble around, look into Coinbase, go on to MetaMask, open a wallet. We'll get some more information out, but we wanted to bring you some exciting news.
Yes, thank you everybody for tuning in to today's episode. Amazing, amazing episode. We learned about Marvin, AI Sig on Base. We got Russ on Marvin, and we got AI Sig on Base. Like, those are the two major points. If you haven't, if you missed those, definitely watch it again, listen in. Russ is Prelevant and ETH launching the Shiba Inu token, one of the major tokens, over 50 billion market cap at one point, and is continuing to run. Now going over to Marvin to help push the token. Such a big step for that token. And AI Sig on Base, expanding horizons, expanding opportunities, and providing more and more ways for you to get introduced into the crypto market through different chains, L2s, and Sol coming soon. So thank you everybody for tuning in.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. And much more information and great value to come in the next episodes. So we'll catch you then.
Bye everyone. Thank you.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.